们不求。以赛亚书59章一至二节，耶和华的膀臂并非缩短不能拯救，耳朵并非发沉不能听见，但你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝，你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。之后雅各书4章3节，你们求也得不着，是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。雅各书1章5至6节，你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐的众，与众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。彼得前书3章7节，你们作丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祈祷没有阻碍。今日我们的讲员是陈卓明牧师，主题是神总是回应祷告。交时间给陈卓明牧师。
I hope many of you will be able to attend the Thanksgiving and dedication ceremony next Sunday.
盼望大家能够即系喺下个礼拜日，参加我哋嘅呢个嘅感恩奉献礼。
And there will be tours of the building also.
我中意都会有时间去参观嗰个建筑物。
And if you haven't been in that building, you'll find that there's lots of small rooms in this. Nursing home, former nursing home.
如果你未去過嗰個地方嘅時候，都發現到，到時會發現到咧，裏邊好多細嘅房間嘅，因為呢間嘅呢個建築物以前係一個嘅頤養院。
But there's no large room for worship there.
冇一個大嘅空間去聚會。
That's why we have to have three dedication ceremonies because we don't have enough room to bring everyone together.
因为没有一个大的地方去聚会的时候，所以我们要将我的复献礼分成三段时间，三个原意去进行。
You also notice that there's a Catholic church right next door, the Holy Trinity Church.
你都见到隔离就是那个天主教堂。
And that has a large worship space, but no small rooms.
而里面有一个大很大的敬拜的地方，但里面就没有小的房间。
And so when this Catholic church went on sale in May of this year, we thought, oh, this would be a good thing to have these two, to own both of those properties.
我就想到，当这个天主教堂今年五月是出售的时候，我们就思想到，哇，那么好一个的安排咯，因为这里里面有大的空间可以敬拜，而隔离养院就有很多房间可以做班房。
But you know that in that whole area, there's a lot of new buildings going up.
但是你都留意到在附近的区域里面呢，很多建筑的工程进行紧。
And so there's also a lot of developers who would want to buy that property and make it into condominiums.
而很多发展商都是垂青这个天主教堂，希望能够将它购得之后呢，发展成为一些的住宅。
And so we asked our congregation to pray.
於是我們就叫到會眾們一起為這件事禱告了。
Pray really for a miracle.
是祈求神的神蹟能夠進行。
We had a prayer walk.
我們有步行祈禱。
Many of you attended that.
大家很多人都有參與這個步行祈禱。
We had little bookmarks to remind you to pray.
我們有印些書籤去提醒大家去為這件事禱告。
And so we thought we mobilize our entire congregation to be praying for God's provision for this Catholic Church.
我們就靠這些的行動去推動會眾們為著神的供應去禱告。
But in August, we learned that they intended to sell to a developer instead of to us.
而8月我們都得知就是天主教 他们决定了将这个物业卖给发展商。
And I know that for many of us, including myself, we were disappointed.
对于我来讲，对于很多人来讲，这个令人失望的消息。
And it also perhaps raised some questions in your mind about prayer.
也都可能有些人会想到一些关于祈祷的问题。
I mean, does prayer really work?
就祈祷其实是不是真有效的呢？
It didn't seem to work in this case.
在这个情况里面似乎没有效的。
So what's the whole point?
所以祈祷是为了什么呢？
And perhaps not only in our situation with purchasing, trying to purchase this Catholic church, but maybe in your own personal experience.
不单止在这个购买天主教堂的事件里面，或者在你个人的生活里面。
Perhaps you were disappointed when you were praying for the health of a loved one.
或者你有时会尝试为着一个你所爱人他的健康去祷告。
It was someone that was near and dear to you, and you prayed and prayed.
有一个你亲爱的人，你不断为他祈祷。
But then this person may have passed away.
但最后这个人可能都是离开了你。
And you wonder, why doesn't prayer work?
你就会很奇怪，就话点解祈祷系冇功效嘅？
Or maybe you have a son or daughter who wants to go to a certain school.
或者你有你嘅儿女想去申请某间学校。
And they work hard for in their schoolwork.
佢哋读书好勤力嘅去温习。
And you prayed as well.
你同时都你都祈祷。
And yet you got a rejection letter.
但你所收嘅系一封拒绝的信件。
And your son or daughter wonders, what's the whole point of praying?
你的儿女就在奇怪，究竟为什么要祷告呢？
It doesn't seem to work.
祷告似乎没功效。
Or maybe you try to get a job.
或者你尝试找工作。
You found a job that really seemed to fit you.
找到一份工作觉得是很适合你的。
And you applied and you prayed.
你申请你为这件事祷告。
But in the end, the job was given to someone else.
最后份工作俾咗他人。
And you have a lot of questions.
你有好多嘅问题喺度。
A lot of questions about prayer.
你更加对祈祷好多嘅疑问。
And so this morning, I want to look at a number of scriptures.
而呢朝早我哋会睇一啲嘅经文。
And help us to understand how does prayer work.
帮我哋明白究竟祈祷系点样嘅一回事。
And one of the main ideas that we want to share with you is that prayer, God always answers prayer.
当中主要的信息，我想大家知道的就是说，神是会必定回答祷告的。
And, but he may answer you in ways that you may not expect.
很多时他的回答是我们的意料之外。
And so, we have a chart for you in your worship program.
在周刊里面有一个图表。
Because, like I said, there's a lot of scripture, but hopefully it helps kind of organize it in your mind.
这图表希望能够真的帮助你去认识我要讲的内容。
And in this chart, you'll see that God can answer our prayers by saying yes.
这图表里面讲到神可以是用yes 回答你的祷告，即是说是。
Or he could say no.
答应你的祷告。
Or he could say no.
或者他可以说不是
Or he may say wait, it's not the right time.
或者他要你等候这个时间是一个不对的时间
Or he may say no, you need to grow in a certain way.
或者神要你继续的有些成长
That there's some area of your life that needs growth first before I can say yes to this prayer item.
有些地方你还要成长还要改变了之后神才可以答应你的祷告。
And we're going to be spending actually more time on this last point because in some sense this is what we can control.
而我也会尽量花多些时间讲解最后那一点因为最后那一点是我们可以做的事情。
The others we merely accept from God.
其余三样我们只可以从神去领受那个答案。
But in the last part, there may be areas that we need to address and grow in.
而最后那一点是我们一些我们要去面对的我们要去成长的地方。
And maybe one of the key concepts is how we view God.
首先我们要问的就是我们究竟怎样看神呢？
You see, some of us view God as like Santa Claus.
有些人睇神当佢系圣诞老人。
Now, you know that in this country, during Christmas time, they have Santa Claus in a lot of the malls and department stores.
喺个国家里边，到圣诞节嘅时候，好多商场都有人去扮演呢个嘅圣诞老人。
And parents will bring their children and line up to sit on Santa Claus' lap.
而父母们会带住佢哋嘅儿女排队去等候，同呢个圣诞老人影相。
And one of the things that Santa Claus does is he asks you, "What do you want for Christmas?"
而圣诞老人都会问嗰啲细路仔，你有啲咩你系圣诞节想要嘅嘢
？And so the child may have a long list of things that he wants.
个细路仔可能咧攞一个好长嘅字条，写咗好多佢想要嘢俾圣诞老人去睇。
And probably the parents are there taking some notes as well.
而当时嗰啲父母就即刻睇住咧，即刻喺度做笔记啦。
And so. The expectation of the child is that on Christmas Day he will get what he had asked for.
而呢啲儿童们嘅期望就系到圣诞节，佢就会心想事成，想乜有乜。
And so some of us see God sort of like that.
有啲人就当神系圣诞老人。
They think of prayer as going to like a Santa Claus.
佢哋嘅祈祷就系向圣诞老人嘅要求。
Bring him our list of things that we want.
将佢哋所想要嘅嗰个清单交俾神。
And it'sGod's job to supply those to us.
而神嘅工作就系将个清单里面嘅嘢去俾佢哋。
But that's the wrong image of God that many of us have.
但呢个系一个对神一个错误嘅认识。
The Bible portrays God as a heavenly Father.
圣经形容神系我哋嘅天父。
And as a heavenly Father, He certainly is God.
我哋嘅天父当然系一位神。
I think the heavenly part emphasizes that God is all powerful.
我称为天父，佢喺天上边佢满有能力。
He can do anything.
佢系无所不能嘅。
But as a father, he's also caring for his children.
但同时佢系我哋嘅父亲，佢会关心我哋作为佢儿女。
He does what's best for his children.
佢将最好嘅俾过我哋。
He's not just a Santa Claus that just gives us what we want.
佢唔系单单睇个圣诞老人。将我哋所想要嘅嘢俾我哋。
And that's why there are four different answers to our prayers.
所以我哋嘅祈祷有四个唔同嘅答案。
And of course, there are times he does say yes.
当然有时佢会应允我哋祈祷。
And if you could read Matthew chapter 7, verses 9 through 11.
喺马太福音第七章9-11节，当中咁样讲，佢话你们中间。谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？求鱼，反给他蛇呢？你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不把更好东西给求他的人吗
？Now I don't know what kind of earthly father you had。
我唔知道你喺地上边有一个点样嘅父亲。
There are some earthly fathers who are very good providers.
有啲地上嘅父親係一個好好嘅供應者。
But perhaps there are some earthly fathers who weren't so good.
有啲地上嘅父親可能冇咁好啦。
And so we recognize that earthly fathers are just human beings and they are sinful.
地上嘅父親都係人嚟嘅，都有佢罪惡嘅一面。
But generally, earthly fathers do want to provide for their children.
但就算是不好的父亲都会尝试供应给他们的儿女
And so if our earthly fathers generally want to give us good things how so much more our heavenly father
地上面的父亲都会将好的东西给他们的儿女的时候何况天上面的父更加会将更加好的东西给我们
God wants to give us good things
神想将好的东西给我们
And so as we pray to God it's not that God is reluctant to give us good things
当我们向神祈祷的时候神不愿意将好东西给我们
But he certainly wants us to give us things that are good for us
而他是愿意将一些好的东西给我们
Now remember this experience early in my ministry
我记得当我刚出来传道的时候有这样的经历
We were praying for one of the founders of our church here Mrs. John
当时我哋一个嘅创办人，庄弟兄，我哋为佢祈祷。
Now you may not know her, but if you've read Pastor Tan's biography, Pastor Tan, one of our founding pastor, talked about her.
呢个庄姊妹啊，如果你有睇过我哋课堂，我哋嘅创办牧师谭亚牧师佢嗰本生命嘅传记嘅时候，就提到呢个嘅姊妹。
See, there was a time when the church wasn't very big and didn't have much money.
当时教会人不是很多，也都不是很富有。
And there was a time that they couldn't even pay Pastor Tan.
而当时他有时候更加不可以支付谭牧师的薪金。
And so Pastor Tan had a family, and his cupboard was empty.
而谭牧师当时他要养活他的家庭，而当时他有时有些情况，他屋企里面嗰啲柜都是空的。
All he could do was pray.
他只有去祈求神的供应。
And then all of a sudden, a sack of rice appeared on his doorstep.
而有一次突然间，谭牧师打开门的时候，见到有一袋米喺佢屋企门口。
And he didn't know where that sack of rice came from.
如果代米佢唔知喺边度嚟嘅
，But he just thanked God for that provision.
佢只系感谢神呢个嘅供应俾佢有呢代米。
Many years later, they found out that it was Mrs. John who provided the sack of rice.
而好多年之后，佢先知道系呢个庄姊妹系将呢代米送俾阿谭牧师。
And so early in my ministry, Mrs. John had a brain tumor.
而当我啱啱出嚟传道嘅时候，庄姊妹就患咗呢个脑癌。
And they said that they're going to have like a 10-hour brain operation.
或者系脑有个肿瘤，而医生话要有个十个小时长嘅手术。
And they said that her chance of survival was very low.
而医生话佢嗰个生存机会系非常之嘅微。
And so I was good friends with her daughter, and so we and others in that fellowship were praying.
当时我系佢女儿嘅好朋友，而我哋整个团契都为着呢个嘅姊妹去祷告。
And we pleaded to God for her survival.
我哋向神去为佢嗰个嘅生存能够去祷告。
And amazingly, God answered our prayers.
而当时神好奇妙地，神听我哋嘅祷告。
And she survived that long operation.
佢平安度过咗呢个嘅手术。
And in fact, she went on to live perhaps 20 more years of her life.
而之后佢更加得享多20年嘅寿命。
And so we see that God can answer our prayers.
我见到神系听祈祷嘅神。
And that God, as He sees fit, will answer our prayers with a yes.
当神认为恰当嘅时候，佢会用应允去答应我哋嘅祈祷。
And sometimes it may be something miraculous.
而有时佢会用一啲神迹嘅方法去回应我哋嘅祷告。
But if it's something that He wants us to have, then He can provide it for us.
而一啲系佢认为我哋可以。有的，而他用他的方法去供应给我们。
Even as we have this dedication of 120 Shamit, that in itself is a miracle.
而我们能够去下星期去为了120所物街有这个感恩奉献礼，这个都是一个神他答应我们祈祷的回应。
We know that again, with all the construction going around in downtown Boston, that the price of buildings and things were very, very high.
这个是一个神迹来的，因为我见到在波士顿这个下城很多的工程进行着，地价不断的上升。
Why would they want to sell to a church?
为什么怡养院会愿意将他们的物业卖给教会呢？
And so many of you prayed, and thankfully God answered our prayers.
而很多时候我们的祈祷，而神就在这个情况里面去回应我们的祷告。
And so next week we'll have the dedication of this building.
以下礼拜我们就有这个的感恩奉献礼。
And certainly this is a result of God's answer to our prayers.
表明出神是听祈祷的神。
But sometimes God also says no.
但有时神是不应允的。
And that sometimes is God, in His wisdom, He recognizes that our request is not something good for us.
神按他的智慧，他认为我们的祈求对于我们是没有好处的。
Or sometimes He has something better.
或者有些时候他有一些更加好的安排给我们。
I remember when my children were young.
我记得当我的儿女还是年幼的时候。
And my wife went to visit her mother in New York alone.
我太太就独自去纽约探她的母亲。
And so that meant I had to take care of my kids for the weekend.
而那个周末就变成我要看着我两个小孩的。
And one of my jobs was to provide dinner for my children.
而我其中一个工作就是要为他们去煮晚餐。
And so I asked my children, what do you want for dinner?
我问我儿女们，想吃什么做晚餐啊？
And one of them says, well, I want ice cream.
有个说，我要吃雪糕。
Another said, I want candy bars.
第二个说，我要吃糖果。
And so, as a good father, what should I do?
作为一个好的父亲，我应该怎么做呢？
Would I give them ice cream and candy bars for dinner? No, I didn't. I had to think of something more healthy to give to them. But the idea is that God is like a loving Heavenly Father. And sometimes we ask for things we don't realize that may not be good for us. We don't realize that God has something better. And so we have to, sometimes God has to say no to us. And it's not because He can't do it or that He doesn't love us anymore, it's because He is a good Heavenly Father. I saw this in my life, early in my Christian life. I grew up in Cambridge, and I wanted to be an engineer.
And so
what school do you think I wanted to go to? I wanted to go to MIT. And so I applied. And I prayed. And yet, in the end, I got rejected. And I couldn't understand it. I was wondering why wouldn't God allow me to, you know, stay here in Boston? And I ended up going to New York University. And I must admit, even the first year I was there, I was very unhappy. Because I was still disappointed that God had said no to me. And I couldn't understand why would He want me to go to New York University. But now as I look back upon that time, I know what God was doing. Because it was during those college years in New York, for whatever reason, God was working in my life. Causing me to dedicate my life to Him. So if you ask me, how did I become from an engineer to a pastor, I would say it was during those years that God was working in my life.
And through
all the different circumstances and environment in New York, He caused me to really appreciate Him more and dedicate my life to Him.
And
so God had a better idea.
He said
no to me for going to MIT. He had something better in mind. And not only did God work in my life spiritually during that time, He also provided my future wife for me in New York as well. So God had all these blessings for me, but it was a different plan from the plan that I wanted. A third way that God answers our prayer, not only He says yes, He says no, but sometimes He wants us to wait. That is, it's not the right time. He wants to give us something, but He was waiting for the right time. And so for a lot of people, this is perhaps the hardest answer to kind of accept. Because we don't like to wait. We want to pray for something and God will answer it tomorrow. But we may have to realize that God has His perfect timing. And the classic example of this is in the Bible is Abraham.
明顯的例子就是聖經當中的亞伯拉罕。
We know that Abraham was an old man at 75 years old.
亞伯拉罕當他年邁到75歲的時候。
And yet God said, I'm going to give you a son.
神說我要將個兒子賜給你。
And so he waited and waited.
於是他就等候再等候了。
But there was no son.
但他依然未有儿子。
And then he thought, oh, maybe I have to have this son through, you might say, surrogate mother, Hagar.
他就以为是不是神要我透过一个代母，他的一个婢女夏甲得到儿子呢？
But that was not God's answer.
但那个不是神的答案。
And so, 25 years after he received the promise, when Abraham was 100,God answered his prayer.
當他領受了這個應許的25年之後，他當時100歲的時候，亞伯拉罕終於有個兒子了。
And so he had to wait 25 years for God's timing.
他等25年的時間，等到神的時機成熟。
And God even promised to him that he would have a son.
而他甚至乎要求神的應許給他有個兒子。
But it was very difficult for Abraham to wait.
但是对于等候那个情形，
I know that God taught me this lesson also as well.
神都教导我这个功课。
I was the first person in my family to become a Christian.
在我家庭里面，我是第一个信主的家人。
And so I wanted my entire family, particularly my mother and father, to become Christians as well.
我都盼望我的整个家庭能够信主，我盼望我的父母能够信主。
And it was very difficult to communicate the gospel because.My toy son was very primitive.
而对于我来讲，他点去传福音是很困难，因为我的台山话很有限。
I couldn't explain the gospel in Chinese.
我唔可以用中文去将个福音信息同我父母去讲得清楚。
All I could do really was to pray for them.
而我只能够不断为他哋祈祷。
And I did pray for them every day for many many years.
而我每天为他哋祈祷，经过好多年嘅时间。
And God didn't answer right away.
神不是即时去回答我的祷告。
In fact, he answered 10 years down the road.
大概是10年之后他的回答我才得以看见。
See, by this time, I was thinking about going to seminary.
在当时我开始想要入神学院去读，去进修。
But one of the things that prevented me from going was I thinking, oh, my parents would really hate Christianity if I went to seminary.
而當時令我踌躇不定的就是我在想到，若果我讀神學院的時候，可能我父母更加會憎恨基督教。
They would think that this religion is pretty foolish if it moved an engineer to be a pastor.
他們認為一信仰真是愚蠢了，將一個本來工程師的人變成牧師。
And so I kind of resisted what God wanted me to do.
於是我就抗拒當時神要我做的事情。
But then finally, I knew God was saying, no, you need to go to seminary.
而最后我看见神真的要我入神学院。
And so when I went to seminary, my parents became Christians.
当我去神学院读书的时候，在那段时间，我父母就信主了。
And it was through the ministry of our church here.
透过英教会的事工。
But God's timing was that he wanted me to obey him first.
但神的时间首先要我去信服他先。
That was the lesson that God wanted to show to me.
这个是当时神要我学的功课。
And as I obeyed him, then he worked in my parents' life, and they became Christians.
当我信服神的时候，神的工作在我父母的心里面进行，而让他们成为基督徒。
And so one of God's answers to our prayers is to wait.
所以神一直的答案是要我们去等候。
That he wants to say yes, but it's not the right time.
神要我们，神愿意去应允，但当时的时间还不是最好的时机。
And the fourth way that he answers our prayers is that he may want us to grow in a certain way.
而第四个回答就是神先要我们去成长先。
Again, we have to look at the image of God not as a Santa Claus, but as our Heavenly Father.
我们要记得我们的神他不是圣诞老人，他是我们的天父。
And as our heavenly father, his responsibility is to raise up godly children.
作为天父神的工作，他要培养出是属神的儿女。
And so in raising up godly children, it's not just to give us whatever we ask for.
要将我们培养成他的儿女，神不可以去让我们要乜有乜。
But sometimes it might be to discipline us.
有時要管教我們,
to withhold his request because he wants us to grow and change in some way.
有時要將我們所要的東西暫時去拖延,
and so in your chart, you'll see five different things that prevent God from answering our prayers.
你會見到在那個圖表裡面有五樣東西是妨礙神去回應我們的禱告的。
And there might be more, but I would say these are certainly highlighted in the scriptures.
可能有更多的原因, 但是这种,这五点是当中最重要的五点。
The first one is that we don't pray.
第一样就是我们,很多时候我们不去祈祷。
James chapter 4 verse 2.
雅各书四章二节, 你们得不着,是因为你们不求。
And so God wants to give us something, but he's prevented because we don't even ask.
神想將一些東西給我們,但是很多時候他不是這樣做,為什麼?因為我們不祈求。
And so the problem is that many of us do not pray.
這就是我們很多人的問題,我們做基督徒,我們不祈禱。
And we need to realize that certain things happen if we pray, but certain other things happen if we don't pray.
有些事情發生,因為我們去祈禱。 但我都要明白,有些事情發生,因為我們不祈禱。
I mentioned to you about my parents.
我都提到我的父母。
And how I prayed for them every day for 10 years.
我是他們的信主,我每天去禱告10年之久。
And so some people ask me, you know, oh, exactly what happened and all the details about how they became Christian.
有些人就問我,他們怎樣信主,當中的細節怎樣,這件事怎樣發生的?
But one of the things I ask people is, well, if you're so interested in a loved one to become a Christian, do you pray for them?
我就跟他們說,你既然對於你那個所愛的人,那麼緊張他們信主的時候,你有沒有為他們祈禱啊?
And a lot of times they say, oh yes, of course.
他們很多人都說,有,當然有啦。
And I asked, well, when's the last time you prayed for them?
我問他們,上一次是什麼時候?
And they said, oh, you know, last month. You know.
他們就說,上個月而已。
And I said, maybe you should pray more often.
我就會說,可能要祈多些禱告。
Maybe you need to pray every day.
或者你要每天去祈禱,為他們去禱告。
And so some of us say, oh yeah, we pray, but it's not very often.
有些人就說,我們有祈禱,不過我們就不是那麼勤力。
And so the Bible tells to us that we need to be persistent in our prayers.
而聖經說我們要常常的禱告。
And sometimes we don't see the answer right away and we give up.
有時我們看不見即時的效果,我們就放棄了。
But the Bible encourages us to continue to pray.
但聖經鼓勵我們要去繼續不住的禱告。
The second problem sometimes in when God doesn't answer our prayers and it with a positive answer is sin.
有時神不去英文禱告,是因為我們罪的攔阻。
And could you read Isaiah 59:1-2?
以賽亞書59章1-2節。 耶和華的膀臂並非縮短,不能拯救, 耳朵並非發沉,不能聽見, 但你們的罪孽使你們與神隔絕, 你們的罪惡使他掩面不聽你們。
Now, when God doesn't answer our prayers with a yes, we think that there's a problem with God.
當有時候神不英文祈禱的時候, 我認為這是神的問題。
They wonder, oh, maybe God's hand is shortened. Somehow he lost his power.
我們會以為神的膀臂縮短,他沒有這個能力去回應我們的禱告。
Or maybe he's like us old people, he can't hear so well.
或者神年紀大了,他的耳朵聽得不清楚了。
The problem is not with God.
其實不是神有問題,
the problem is with us.
是我們有問題。
We need to look in the mirror and recognize, you know, it is sin in our lives that is preventing God from answering our prayers.
我們要照一下鏡,我們要反省一下自己,究竟是否有些我們裡面的罪,去攔阻神去回應我們的禱告呢?
And the Bible is like a mirror to us.
而聖經就是這塊鏡子。
That as we read the Bible, we recognize it shows us for the different flaws in our lives.
當我們看聖經的時候,就會體會到我們生命當中有什麼問題,有什麼缺陷,有什麼不好的地方需要去改變。
And so we need to recognize that there could be sins of commission, like lying or stealing or gossip.
有些是我们蓄意犯的罪，例如我们讲大话，我们讲闲话。
Or there could be sins of omission, that we don't love God with all our hearts, and we don't love our neighbor as ourselves.
有时是一些我们没尽想应尽的责任的罪，譬如我们没尽心尽意去爱神或者去爱人。
But the good thing is that if we confess our sins to God, He will forgive us of our sins.
但圣经话，当我们去向神认罪的时候，神会愿意将我们的罪去赦免。
And so God sometimes doesn't answer our prayers with a yes because we've been sinning.
有些情况就是神不应允祷告，因为我们是在罪的当中。
And one specific thing is the next one, selfishness.
而特别是一个情况，就是我们太过自我中心，太过自私。
If you could read James chapter 4 verse
3. 雅各书四章三节，你们求也得不着，只因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。
This verse tells us that what we not only what we ask for is important, but the motive in our heart is also important.
这经文跟我们讲。我们问我们祈求的事情的内容是重要，但有时我们的动机是更加重要。
It says that we don't get what we want because we're asking for it with a selfish motive.
我们求而得不着，因为我们所求的动机是为了我们自己自私的动机。
Now let's say you are applying for a new position.
或者你譬如在你的工作里面你想升职，
And you pray and ask God to grant you this new job.
你祈祷盼望神将这个新的工作给你。
But God not only looks at what you ask for, He looks at your motive.
神单指他去监察你是求什么，他都去看看你的动机是什么。
And so if your motive is so that you can brag to your friends that, you know, oh, I got this high paying job and high position.
如果你动机是为了 在你的朋友面前 去威水 去扬文扬武的话，
Well, maybe God may not answer your prayer.
或者神就不会听你的祈祷。
Or that you, oh, I want this high paying job so I can buy more things for myself.
如果你想要这份新工，因为你想有更多人工去买更多东西给自己的话，
Well, maybe God won't give you answer your prayer because you're acting very selfishly.
而神可能就不会听你祈祷，因为你的动机是自私的。
And so we need to watch our motive.
所以我们要留意我们的动机是怎么样。
And so the fourth problem with our prayers could be a lack of faith.
而第四个我们祈祷的问题就是我们信心不足够。
Read James 1 verse 5 and 6.
雅各书一章五到六节，你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那口赐予众人。也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人，就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。
So these verses tell us that when we pray, we need to have faith that God can answer our prayer.
这经文跟我们讲，当我们去祈祷的时候，我们有信心神是会回答我们的祷告。
Not that he absolutely will answer our prayer with a yes, but he can answer our prayer.
不单止是他会去应允祈祷，他都有这个能力去应允祈祷。
Because we don't know exactly, unless God told you directly, we don't know exactly his will.
很多时候，除非神同我哋亲口讲，如果唔系，我哋唔会明白到神嗰个旨意系点样。
But we can, as we pray, we need to have confidence that God can do the impossible.
而当我哋祈祷嘅时候，我哋要有信心，神可以神冇难成嘅事。
There's a story about a severe drought in the Midwest.
近日在这个中西部有很严重的旱灾。
And things got so desperate that they said, we're going to have a prayer meeting at the church to pray for rain.
而这些教会因为这个情况太过严重了，就提议有一个祈祷会去求雨。
And so as all the people gathered together in that church, the pastor said this.
当所有的会众都一起的时候，牧师就这么讲了。
He says, there's only one person here who has faith.
我当中只有一个人有这个信心。
He said, "That's that little girl with the umbrella."
就是那個女孩,
because she believes that God's going to answer. And so we can learn a lesson from this little girl. Do we sometimes just pray, but we really don't believe He's going to answer?
我們會祈禱,但我們同時顯出我們認為神是不會回應禱告。
We really don't think that God could do it.
我們沒有表現出我們認為神是會做得到。
And so this verse tells us, no, we need to believe and, that He can do it.
這些經文提醒我們,我們要相信神是可以做得到。
And then the last one, I've entitled, problem is conflict.
而最後一個問題就是衝突。
And maybe it's not exactly conflict, it's maybe how we treat other people. And so, could you please read 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7?
彼得前書3章7節 你們著丈夫的,要按情理和妻子同住, 因他比你軟弱, 與你一同承受生命之恩的, 所以要敬重他, 這樣便叫你們的禱告沒有阻礙。
So what this verse is saying is to husbands in particular is saying if you don't treat your wife properly, I may not answer your prayers.
因經文講到做丈夫的若果不按情理去待妻子的話，神就有可能唔會聽佢哋嘅禱告。He
says that we need to live with your wives in an understanding way.
經文話要按情理。
We need to show honor to the woman as their weaker vessel. Now, weaker doesn't mean inferior. But you might say it's more delicate. In my home, we have kind of like two sets of dishes.
在家裡面有兩套的碗碟。
One is, you know, especially when our children were young, the dishes were like unbreakable.
一套是不打爛的,是給我們小孩子用的。
The kids drop it on the floor, it won't break.
小孩子當他們不小心掉地下的時候,這些是不會打爛的。
But whenever we would have guests in our home, we would bring out the good dinnerware.
當有客人來的時候,我們就會用那套比較漂亮的碗碟。
The good dinnerware is more delicate.
而靚的碗碟更加易打爛,更加脆弱。
And so I think that's the idea of understanding that the wife is more delicate.
而我們明白,我們的妻子可能比我們有一點的脆弱。
And if the husband is not treating her with an understanding way, God says, I may not answer your prayers.
而做丈夫的,如果我們不按情理去待妻子的時候,經文說神的禱告就會有阻礙。
And you may ask, you know, the husband may ask, well, what about the other way around? You know, what if the wife doesn't treat me the right way?
做丈夫的可能覺得很不忿,就說,為什麼我倒轉來說,如果妻子對我不好,那怎麼辦?
And even though it doesn't specifically say it, I could probably say, yeah, that probably is true.
而我認為,雖然聖經沒有這樣說得很清楚,但我都相信可以倒轉來看,就是妻子應該按情理,
that if people in general are not treating each other in the right way, maybe God doesn't want to answer your prayer.
而普遍來說,如果我們做基督徒的,我們待人不是按情理待人的話,可能神就會不聽我們的禱告。
And so these are some ways in which our prayers may be hindered. These are areas that we need to grow in and overcome. And so again, the main idea is God always answers prayer. But His answers are more from a heavenly Father rather than like a Santa Claus. And so it might be good for you to look at this chart and look at your prayers and say, oh, what is God's answer and what is an area perhaps that I need to grow in?
當我們祈禱的時候,我們看看這個圖表,看看神可以怎樣回答我們的禱告,又或者有些什麼地方我還需要去成長去改變。
And if you've been disappointed because God didn't answer your prayers with a yes, And maybe the problem is not with prayer.
有時候如果我哋係失望，因為神佢冇回應祈禱嘅話，可能個問題唔喺祈禱身上。
You know that cell phones are a fairly, you know, recent invention.
我哋嘅呢個嘅行動電話係一個近年嘅發明。
And let's say if you went out and bought a cell phone because a lot of your friends got cell phones.
如果你買行動電話，因為你好多朋友都有呢個行動電話嘅時候。
And you turn it on and you try to use it.
你將佢開著，嘗試去用佢。
What happens if it doesn't work?
當呢個電話如果係有問題嘅時候，你點做呢？
Well, what if that person said, "Well, look, cell phones, they don't work. You know, I forget about it."
佢會唔會話：，行動電話都係咧，唔得噶啦，我唔用佢啦咁樣。
No, we would probably say, no, it's nothing. Cell phones do work, but maybe there's something wrong with the one that you have.
而我哋都會通常唔會咁做，我哋都會認為，唔係行動電話呢個嘅發明嘅問題，而係呢、這個。我個電話本身係咪我電話有問題呢？
And so you maybe you didn't turn on the right button or something, or you're in the out of range or something.
係咪我撳錯掣，或者係我喺呢個嘅接收範圍以外嘅情形呢？
But there's nothing wrong with cell phone technology, okay?
但係呢個科技行動電話本身冇問題嘅。
It's not the problem with the cell phone. I mean, it might be a problem with that particular cell phone.
可能是你那個電話的問題，而不是這個行動電話本身這個發明的問題。
And so I guess in terms of prayer, there's nothing wrong with prayer. God always answers prayer.
所以看回祈禱的時候，祈禱本身沒問題的。
But if God didn't say yes in your particular case, then you may have to look and understand what is God trying to do.
而我們當我們祈禱是不蒙神應允的時候，我們要看回我們自己的祈禱本身是不是有
So I hope that even in the midst of our disappointment, perhaps that we didn't get the Catholic Church, that God is teaching us lessons about prayer as well.
So, 就算喺我哋失望當中嘅時候，或者我哋得唔到天主教堂嘅時候，我盼望神透呢個機會向我哋去講説話，教導我哋啲功課。
That God wants us to really grow in this area of prayer.
神要我哋喺祈禱上邊更加嘅有成長。
And understand that He is a loving Heavenly Father.
他明白他是一位爱我们 的天父。
So let's pray.
我们同心祈祷。
Father, we confess to you that we have a lot to learn about prayer.
主要在你面前我们承认关于祈祷我们有很多东西需要学习的地方。
So we're thankful just for even a glimpse to this morning.
所以为了今天早上一点点的得着，我们都向你献上感恩。
To understand prayer, particularly from your perspective.
让我们能够真的从你的角度去明白什么是祷告。
We confess that many of us have thought about you as some Santa Claus.
我们向你承认，有时我们当中你是圣诞老人。
And we are upset when we don't get what we want.
而我们所祈求的得不到的时候，我们会失望。
We lose faith in you because of if we don't get what we want.
更加对你失去信心。
But help us to recognize that not the problem with you.
让我们明白到这个不是神有问题。
Problem is perhaps with us.
是我们有问题。
So we pray that you would help us to examine our prayers.
帮助我们去自我反省。
And to see your answers from your perspective.
让我们能够从你的角度去看到你的答案。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣得胜之祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
大家先起立，我们唱回应诗歌，上帝听祷告。心灵痛楚，像是千斤重枷锁，心里充满怀疑，世界尽是静止，唯独你是我一生的投意。上帝听祷告，我在祷告，他的爱永不知息，我看前路极灰。就让神为我指引，我软弱，他知道。 神了解此事我心，眼泪从未轻看，从最初一如最初，从来都不变不改，心里不用怀疑，期盼未尽未息，神会听星星的叹息。
同心的祈祷，神啊，求你帮助我们能够真的作出一个聪明的决定。如果我们可以选神答应祈祷、神的祝福，或者是神你自己的时候，我们会选神你自己。愿意主耶稣基督的恩惠、天父的慈爱、圣灵感动引领与众人同在，从今直到永远，阿门。我哋利用时间去关注默想今日所听嘅信息。